Good morning. Have a seat, please. Amen. The topic is very important. We all pay attention to it. Like I said, demons may not possess us. Let me put it this way, okay, because we're covered by the blood of Jesus. But you will hinder us from receiving many blessings from God or from moving forward. Let me put it this way. Amen. Through envy, to jealousy, people's work and witchcraft every single day. You know what? These things, even the man of God in the past, amen, consult with the witchcraft. A man of God. A man of God. We're going to look at the Bible here today. Amen. But unfortunately, many people, they are not paying attention. Believers. Amen. The warning is for the believers. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, according to the scripture, the sins of the fathers are visited upon the third and fourth generation of those who disobey God. So do we know how our parents served God in the past? We don't know. Amen. So this is very clear and said in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make to you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Very clear. Amen. When the law was given, it was straight as you see the word of God said here, that we should not bow down, nor have any craved image, do you understand? Any likeness of anything that is up in heaven. Do you understand, amen? This is the part that many people don't understand, that even today you see many walking on the street with a big cross with Jesus dead on the cross. They don't understand that this is something, a likeness of something that is in heaven. They miss this part here, anything in likeness of anything that's in heaven above. This is the part that Satan blinds people. Idols, demons hide behind them. Imagine if I had something like that in the cross here. Who is going to be behind me? Not the Lord, because he hates that. Do you understand, amen? Who can make God? Who can make something look like God? Tell me. After all, he is the one that created us and created everything. It's not by what we see. Amen. I know we did this out of ignorance. We used to have them everywhere. In the car, in our pocketbook, in the walls, for protection. Did we get any protection from that? No. Things got worse. But you know, when we are blind and they are spiritually in the world, we don't see it. It's happening every day, but we don't understand. You know what? And many times what we do, we go and get even more. It cannot help us. God is God. Amen. See, Moses walked with God, served God faithfully, received the commandments on the top, Mount Sinai. God did not allow him to see his face. It's for a reason. So now you have many people today that have imagination. They painting something there, they selling it and making money. It's God and people. Amen. I'm sorry to say, we sometimes we're so stupid. We buy it and we put it on the walls and we hang on our neck. Amen. And we think that it's going to help us. So that's why this is so clear here. God said, I am a jealous God. He says, I'll visit the iniquities of the father upon the children to the third and fourth generation. That's why breaking the curse is not something easy. Because we don't, a lot of things we don't even know. But we're learning little by little. Amen. A man of God, known, well known on the Bible, when God anointed him, the first thing that he did, King Saul, the first thing that he did, he cleaned up the land. Those who was practicing witchcraft there, he threw them out of the land. But when he disobeyed God, God did not answer his prayer. When we disobey God, he's not going to answer our prayers. That's why many people, even today, Christians, turn to Palmeritas. You'll be surprised how many people that comes to church that still go to Palmeritas. They think that they need a little bit of God and a little bit of voodoo man. It doesn't work. If you turn to 1 Samuel chapter 28, you know the first part when he disobeyed God, what happened, right? Distressing spirit came upon him. He was tormented because the Spirit of God left him. And when the Spirit of God is not with us, some other spirit will come and take over. The rest of his life was miserable. Listen what happened here. Chapter 28, verse 3. Are you there? It says, now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Hamath, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together, and they came and pitched and showmen. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistine, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Samuel to his servants, seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit, you see, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit in Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment. And he went and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray you. See, now he's praying to who? Huh? He said, I pray you, divine to me by a familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name to you. And the woman said to him, behold, you know what Saul has done, how he has cut off those that have a familiar spirit and the wizards out of the land. Therefore, why do you lay a snare for my life and to cause me to die? And Saul swore to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord lives, there shall not punishment happen to you for these things. You see? Do you understand? He was a man of God, right? He served God. He knew God. But because of disobedience, now you went to consult with spiritists. And this thing is all over the place today. It's keep on growing. Here in Dorchester, you drive around, you see Palmeritas. And it's packed. People are going in and out all the time. Before they, I don't know, they don't have that too many on the TV. But before they have that on TV, they used to give you 3-4 minutes free. First 5 minutes free. Do you understand it, man? People believe on these things. And you find the people in and out. Maybe some is your neighbors that's doing something against you. You never know. Amen. So he brought curse. Saul brought curse into his life and the life of his children that caused them to die. His children also died. Premature death. You understand? Amen. So there are many, many ways in which the occult spirits are giving ground through various contacts and cause problems in all around. It cause problems in your marriage, cause problems with your children. I know that some of you are fighting very hard for your family, for your children. But unfortunately, they are leaving the doors open for the enemy. So now your battle is not going to be easy. Do you understand? I'm not saying that you should give up. You cannot give up. I see many families, they're trying so hard. Their marriages are falling apart. Their children don't understand. It's just like you're talking to a wall. They don't know. There's no space in their hearts for the word of God or for your word. Their ears, they cannot hear what you're saying. They don't agree with you. They're giving you a hard time. Do you understand? Amen. But you don't know. You don't know. Even the people that smiles with you all the time, you don't know. That's what I said. Don't give your secret to nobody. Because those people that wants to know a lot about your life is for a reason. They want to know when you go out, when you come in. They want to know what you're doing, what church you're going. They will discourage you when you tell them I'm going to Deliverance Church. And especially if you tell them that I'm going for deliverance, in the name of Jesus Christ, they cast out demons. They will tell you that's not the place for you because they want to see you destroyed. People like that, you got to be careful because they're the one that's sending things to you. They will discourage you. They will find another place for you to go. Do you understand, amen? So listen, unless the curse is broken, whatever plague that was on our family, to third and fourth generation, he'll continue to follow us. And that's why sometimes when people do voodoo witchcraft on you, it's so easy. Because you're already carrying curse and the doors are open. You never shut the door on that, because some of you never heard about these things in your church or the church that you go. Amen. You heard about Satan. Maybe they told you, don't bother him. And he will not bother you. Don't you understand that the Bible said he came to kill, to steal, and to destroy? You will never sit down quiet because you go to church. He's after you more than ever because you go to church. He hates you more now because you go to church. So if you don't break this curse, it will continue to plague the family and its descendants to third and fourth generation. Amen. They don't understand what's going on out there. The doctors, they don't want to hear about deliverance. They don't want to hear about the spiritual problems. Because every day they are creating something new for the people. The mental problems make them even worse. You go and tell them you have a little problem, you cannot sleep well at night because sometimes, you know, spiritually speaking, there's insomnia, things like that. You're thinking too much. Amen. Your house is full of demons. You tell them that you don't sleep well at night, you have nightmares, you know, they're going to put you on those heavy doses that you're going to be, your life is going to be even worse. You're going to lose your mind. Do you understand, amen? Brother and sister, there's many people that are involved today in fortune telling, magic practice, spiritism, false religions. In different part of the world, you know, we all from different part of the world here, right? You know what it's called in your country. Amen. In my country, they call it brucherie. But there's no difference between brucherie and voodoo. They're all there to do the same thing. Amen. Then we have a obia. You have an African juju. You have a santeria. Macumba in Brazil. I'm serious. And there's other names that we don't know. In Caribbean, people are so afraid of the obia man. Because obia man always put you into to take a bath. Take a bath with the oil. The obia man always ask you, or voodoo man ask you to bring what? Chicken or animals, any kind of goats or chicken for sacrifice. And they sacrifice right before you. And what they do, they all stay around at the night, holding hands there, all dressed in white. They like to dress in the white. You have a Shango. Shango, if people go to church, Shango, they believe that is a good thing. Everybody's dressed in white. You never heard of that? Everybody dressed in white. You have to dress in white, and sometimes you got to take the shoes off before you come in. When you go to a place like that, you know that has nothing to do with God. You are about for a big surprise. So many people got involved in this practice at very young age. Young age. And when you're young, the devil don't bother you too much. Wait until you start to grow. When you start to know what's right and wrong, then you're going to see all kinds of problems. Amen. I was talking to someone yesterday about this. It was last night I was talking to someone about this. That I remember very clear when we used to go to the place. And then from Cabo Verde, I went to Portugal. And then from Portugal, and I came here 19 years old. 20 years old, I started again here in Brockton. Do you understand, amen? So now, what happened to me is this. I start to experience something that I never experienced before. When I go to bed to sleep, It's like a thousands of voices, this side, the one at the right side and the left side, coming to my ears screaming, this is me, I'm giving my testimony. Amen. And I couldn't understand. So the voice used to torment me. How can you sleep like that? And many other times used to come and some spirit, like a spirit of heaviness, so heavy that it comes up on you and some to choke you. You be screaming and calling and talking, and people can be sitting right next to you. They won't hear you. Do you understand? And when I come out, when I used to come out of that deep sleep, because it's like deep sleep, I used to scream on my own mom, say, I mean, calling you. She said, I didn't hear you. She was sitting right next to me. She couldn't hear me. See, what happened to me? Now, I came from back home. The curse was already there. So when I came to this country, every Saturday we used to take a ride from New Bedford to Brockton. Things didn't get better. It got worse. But I was so blind. I keep on coming even more. Because you know what? You're expecting something good to happen. It won't happen, believe me. See, people that practice witchcraft, they feel so powerful. But they cannot help themselves. If you look at them, they're all destroyed. They have no relationship, no family, marriage destroyed, everything. But they think that they are helping you. And we sometimes, because of lack of discernment, we're so stupid, we think that they are helping us. Before we go to them, we should see their testimony. They have, you go to their houses, packed with the idols. Their own house is dirty, packed with the idols. Everything is all over the place. A lot of ashes here, ashes there. That was just enough to tell us that there has nothing to do with God, but we're blind. Do you understand, amen? So now many people also got, that's, I said, that got involved in fortune teller, crystal ball. Do you understand that? You remember that? Or you don't remember? Okay, fine. What about the tarot cards? How do you call it? Oh, okay, so if you don't know, don't even try to know. Good for you. Praise the Lord, amen? So the tea leaves. This one I remember when I used to be young, used to take me to this lady, they call a Ouija board, okay, that you put your hands, go like this, and then they keep on collecting the words and put it together, right? I remember that. Now I come to realize why I have so many curses in my hands. Because I put my hands on those things. Do you understand? Amen. Let me tell you, how are you going to get delivered if you don't know this thing? And you did that before, and then you don't understand why money. I cannot hold any money. Everything that I lay my hands on is just like, now I see, now I don't. Because the hands being cursed. Even through exchange of money, some of you got cursed. People through jealousy come and want to exchange. Okay, you have a change for $20? Since that time, you don't see it anymore. Do you understand, amen? That's what I said to the people. When your hand is clean, amen, you are faithful to God. That's the only thing that can protect you. Do you understand, amen? I tell you, let's read Isaiah chapter 47, verse 13. Says, you are worried in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from what shall come upon you. Wow. The Bible is telling us here, okay, this is talking to these people that likes to the horoscope. There are people that are so heavy on it. Every morning they have to buy a newspaper to see their future. Oh, yes, to see about this week. Before I used to believe strongly on that because I'm a Capricorn. I don't know about you. Who are you? What are you? People are so strong on these things. These have nothing to do with God. That's what he's talking about here. Let them those things save you. There are people that buy the newspaper just for that, nothing else. Why don't you read your Bible? Amen. Amen, and find some blessing there. That's why you see that Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9 to 12, we read this a lot. The Lord said to these people, when you come into the land which I'm giving you, do not follow. Do not do what other people are doing. You are a separated people. You don't get involved in these things. You meditate on the word of God day and night. That's what was given to us. Meditate on these words day and night. Forget about the newspaper. Do you understand? Amen. And there's a lot of people that also have given their minds to Satan through various false visions and dreams. Amen. You see, we use in the church oil for the anointing from the altar of the Lord, right? We bless the water and give you to drink, right? The devil also takes the oil. They take the oil, they take the water. They try to imitate God. Go to the streets there, you find those people there with all kinds of oils. Oil for prosperity. Oil for love life. You understand me, man? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. They make so much money. You go to New York. We used to live in New York. We used to preach there. My God, every day right in front of the church. In Brooklyn, right there in the front of the church, this African kid was there with all these things. I had to come and tell him, listen, man, you have to move from here. But he's selling. And then there is some of the people that was coming in the church with that smell. I know that very well. Say, hey, listen, you got to stop. You want oil. Look, you receive a clean oil from the earth taken and used freely. Why do you have to buy it before you come into the church? So that's what's confusing the Christians today because, you know, we give it in the church freely. And sometimes when you come and people start to anoint you with the oil, they start to look at it. But you go outside there from the obvious man, you take shower, take a bath with it, you don't complain. And what about burning candles? They're burning candles that the wall is all black. Light. Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. He doesn't ask you to light another light there to burn in your house. But you buy those things in the wrong place. It's just like even the incense. It's not a sin or is wrong to burn incense. Because it's biblical. Understand what I'm talking about here. But it's wrong when you buy them, you receive them from the Obia man, from the witchcraft doctrine to come and burn in your house. You're bringing curse. You wanna burn incense, buy something and come into the church and say, hey, Pastor, can you bless this for me? Do you understand? Amen. So be careful, brothers and sisters. A lot of things for healing this, healing that. If you look at the Bible says that anointed sick with the Holy Oil and the prayer of faith shall heal. Amen. When you get involved in these things, you got to be careful because there is a spiritual adultery. You're committing against who? God. Because he says, I'm a jealous God. When you pray, make sure you pray in the name of Jesus. Do you understand? Amen. God is good. Do you understand? Amen. Now we have this spirit. Amen. That is going around. That's the spirit of divination that people are confused today with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The spirit that everywhere you go, people look at you, they tell you everything about your life. And Christians that knows the word of God, are the one that's been a victim of it. Fallen for that. You are in the bus, sitting in the bus, amen. Somebody can come and sit next to you and tell you everything about your life. Listen, hey, your husband and you, I know you're having difficulties, you're going through a divorce. Yeah, how do you know? Wow, you are so anointed. Tell me more. That's where people fall, amen, into a deep, problems. Because, oh yeah, how do you know? Imagine this, brother and sister. The Bible tells us about that. The Bible gives us a clear example in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 16. Praise the Lord. You want to take a look at it? Okay, let's look at it. It's always good to read the word of God so you can have an answer for those who come next to you sometimes with these kind of things. Acts chapter 16. Yes. Chapter 16, start from verse 16. And verse 16 says, and it came to pass as we went to pray, a certain girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by so saying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show to us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out at the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of day their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace to the rulers. Did you see this? What the girl spoke, it was truth, because Paul was a man of God and he was speaking the way to leading the people to Jesus, to the way. Amen. But discernment, we need discernment today. Sometimes when people speak to you like this, you have to have discernment to cast out and rebuke that demons, because if you agree with that, you are open the door for the demons to possess you. Before you get home, you're possessed already. Oh, yes, because if you agree with it, you'll be possessed also. Paul didn't agree with her, even though she was saying the truth. What he did, he rebuked that spirit in the name of Jesus. The master was angry. The master, they tried everything to put Paul and them in prison. Amen. You see, the master today has so many people. The one that's the master have so many people working outside there. Women are walking outside there as a prophetess or man as a prophet. We have a lot of false prophets going everywhere and telling you, this the Lord spoke to me. If you read the book of Jeremiah chapter 23, the Lord said to Jeremiah, go tell this prophet, I didn't send them. I didn't speak a word to them. The African Juju man has a lot of disciples out there. The witchcraft doctor have a lot of disciples out there. And they don't do things for free. You know that, right? Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to open our eyes. There's so many people bound to the witchcraft in the church. That's amazing. Oh, no, nothing touches me. My suggestion to you is that examine yourself. You don't need to tell me. You don't need to tell no one. Examine yourself. Look at yourself. Look at your family. Look at your children. Look into your marriage. Look at your past marriage. Just to look at just your past relationship, what it was broken. Just to look at it. And look how many that you went through already. Remember when that woman came to Jesus at the well? Huh? Jesus said to that woman, you have five husband, and the one that you have right now is not yours. Look at yourself. Look what's going on around your life, and then you wake up. Or then you're going to die with the Bible in your hands, or you die before your time. Premature death, that's what happened to Saul and his children. Do you understand? Praise the Lord. Now, the people that consult with the dead, they will tell you, see, I know it's my mama that came, that's always around me, guide me, teaching me. I saw mom, and she always come to me in a certain time. Or my brother died in an accident. I see him every day. Oh, Pastor, don't tell me. You don't know. I see. I know. I know you see. One thing I don't disagree with you. Yes, you are seeing things. But I'm pretty sure that the person that you're seeing is not your mother. It's not your cousin. It's not your brother. It's a demon. He can transform himself like to look like your mom or dad or somebody that died in the past. Why are you saying this, Pastor? Because the word of God says. That says the Lord. You want to look at it now before we pray? Okay, look, let's go to Ecclesiastes. So next time you saw something in your house that looked like somebody you knew before, you know what to do it? Eh? Don't welcome him in your house. Bind them. Cast them out in the name of Jesus. Tell me when you're there. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward. For the memory of them is gone. Also they love and they hated, and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. They have no part with anything done under the sun. Nothing at all. Amen. If you see something like that, or anybody that died, is there in the house with you, I'm telling you, cast that out in the name of Jesus. Don't feel pity. Or his mom or grandma, feel sorry for grandma. That, don't tell me, Pastor, that's a grandma. Okay, you're going to live with the demons in your house. Do you understand, amen? And some of these spiritists that you call spiritists, when you go to them, they're going to bring the dead to you. But it's so true. This thing happens. It's true, my friend. It's happening. It happens all the time. In Africa, for example, forget about it. This, when somebody died, everybody used to come together. They will kill the cow. They make a lot of food. Then after that, everybody eats and have a few drinks, few shots. They will come and cry and send a message to the dead. It's all true, I'm telling you. I don't know if they're doing that. They are still doing it, but this is real. If nobody talks about these things, can you imagine the curse? That's why they grow up. They're in trouble. They know, never have a good relationship, you know, or broken marriage. Some there are people that get divorced 5-6 times, get married again. It's not going. Look, listen. The curse will keep on running down to your children and to the fourth and tenth generation, as the Bible says. So that's why God's given us this opportunity today. Let's take a hold of it. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Let's do our part for our families. Do you understand? Amen. And don't break the chains. Amen. And as we continue, every week you come, you're going to hear something different. So you learn. So then you know. And you pass it on to others also in the name of Jesus. Amen. So now you know how to pray. You know how to see things. Now your eyes are open, spiritually speaking, to see what's happening in your family. Instead, you go and argue with them. Amen. Argue with them. Just think about it. This person is suffering. Let me pray for this person. Oh, don't go and call them names. It doesn't matter if your husband, your wife, or your children. That's not going to change the situation. But God has given you something. If you don't use it. Amen. If you don't use against the enemy is going to use it against you. He said, behold, I give you the power and authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. And the promise also is that you, nothing, shall by any means hurt you. You understand? For you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this is what we're going to pray today in the name of Jesus Christ. I want everybody to...